Thank you. And good afternoon. It's my pleasure to come here in this to discuss with you together on the safety problem on lithium-ion battery. And you know, this year in China, we have lots of accidents happened for the electric vehicles. So that at the end, near to the end of this year, I come here to discuss with you together to understand further on the safety problem of lithium-ion battery is very important. Today I will talk about one is introduced to you about the demonstration programs in China for electric vehicles. And also I'd like to introduce to you some accidents occurred from last year to this year. And then I will talk about the mechanism of sub-run way in lithium-ion battery. And also, I also like to introduce to you about what how strategies have been researched, have been used in China from the institute to the manufacturers. You know, recent years, China's economic grew up very quickly, and China has become very large countries to produce and vehicles and also to export the vehicles. From here, you can see that in 2009, in China mainland, we have produced 14 million vehicles, increased about near 50%. In 2010, about 18 million vehicles was produced. So in China, we have production of the vehicles increased, developed very quickly. And also, in China, the people who own their own car, the population is increased also very quickly. You can see here in Beijing, maybe I can give you an example. In Beijing, we have not more than 20 million populations, but near 5 million cars in Beijing running on the way. So that you have experience. With the Beijing, the first impression is that the road is very crowded, and so many vehicles. Just at the morning, Dr. Amin said that lots of oils should be needed for transportation. So that in China, we from. After 2000, the Chinese China has become the oil import countries, especially to 2000 more than 50% of oil should import from other countries, and maybe in 2020 maybe near 70% of oil needed. So actually, this gave the Chinese government a very huge pressure on how to make the countries more security. The energy problems become the first problem problems for the China. So actually, in 2007, the Chinese government issued a new law we call the Renewable Energy Law, and this law encouraged the company and the private person to invest in the renewable energy. Like so, from that time, in China, we have lots of wind energy factories established, and also lots of companies involved in developing like EV, electric vehicle, and turn the clean core manufacturers and also other sustainable energy affairs. So the government feel that we in China should solve the energy by themselves. For the electric vehicle, in China, we have a very long history to invest it. I heard from my old colleagues that Tsinghua is the first university in China to research and develop electric vehicle. They said that in 1960s, the first electric vehicle was driving from Tsinghua to Zhongnanhai, it's Chinese government leader office there. And but at that time, they used the battery of zinc air battery. And in 1980s, during the, we have the high tech program in 1980s, and in 1986, in the first year of high tech program, the government had invest the development of electric vehicle. Until now, every year the fundings increase little by little. Maybe in 1990s, not so quickly, but from in the, 2000, the funding become increased very quickly. So that you can see here, this is the 11th in Chinese government when we issued the project, we 5 years program, 5 years program. From the 2000 to 2004 is the 11th 5 year programs. So in that year, the Ministry of Science and Technology of China, and they invest about 880 million RMB for development of electric vehicles, and in the 5 years program, that means from 2005, maybe 2009 or 2010, maybe they increased the fundings from this number to 1.1 billion. This fundings is only support, not to the company, but support to the institute and the universities by 5 years. So that, and also Chinese government also issued some encourage laws to encourage the company to attend it or to join together to develop the electric vehicles. So that the government had absorbed the funding from the company, maybe in the 12 five-year program, about 10 billion RMB from the company and also from the local government. So that in 2008, the Olympic Games, this is the first time China to do the electric vehicle demonstrations. And at that time, about 55 buses was running around the to serve for the Olympic Games to transport the attendees and also coaches, and nothing happened. It's very safely and finished the task very well. So that from these scenes, the Chinese government feel better and has a larger, and this maybe encourage his larger ambitions. So that in 2009, they begin the larger scales demonstrations. And another very successful demonstration is last year's Shanghai Expo, Electric Vehicle Expo. In that time, last year, the Expo maybe lasted for 184 days, and about 120 electric buses were served, about 400 million kilometers, and it's a very good success, and nothing happened, and everywhere is very safe. So that, in this year, 2009, the Chinese government, maybe in March, they issued a law to support the local government, like many cities, to join to the demonstrations. The first is 13 cities joined. And last year, about 7 cities came in again, and this year, 5 cities. So that plus together, there are 25 cities attended the electric vehicle demonstrations. You can imagine how one city, one buses, or 1,000 electric vehicles, 25 cities, how many vehicles we should need, how many battery we should produce. And the situation in China for the battery manufacturers, I usually talk the story to the to some investment who want to invest the battery manufacturer companies. They usually ask me, we can make 3 grade for the battery manufacturer in China. One we call the top one, maybe 1 or 2 companies. They have very good quality control method and a very deep research. And they are very skilled in designing the battery structure, does very well. So that maybe I can give an example, like a company ATL in Dongguan City. This company, they have attended the Beijing electric vehicles demonstration, and in Beijing City, more than 1,000 vehicles, including the buses, including the taxi, including maybe some policemen's vehicles, there are no any accident occurred. This company is also attend other demonstration for the wind energy storage. Maybe they have attended 3 sites demonstration in China, like in Hebei province, in Henan province, and in Guangzhou city. They also used their large quantity of batteries there, and also very safety. And so that from this point of view, Chinese government have very large ambitions. Like there were maybe last year, the Beijing municipal government want, at the beginning, they want to maybe to set a program in 2015, the Beijing city more than 30,000 vehicles running the street. But after the municipal see the program says that it is so little, we should increase more. So that this means lots of local government has a very large interest for the electric vehicle. So we should ask the question why. So the reality is that the local government want to, there are 3 kinds of things they interest. One, to set up some companies in their area. And the third one, or the second one, maybe they need some support from the central government. The third one, they maybe solve the traffic problems. So every local government have very large ambitions. So that the central government this year issued some laws to limit them, the ambitions. Unfortunately, from last year, 2010, in China, we have occurred several accidents, like the bus combustions, taxi combustions. In Shenzhen, this September, we also have a bus was burning, not some smoke. Smoke was come out, and this September, a car, a taxi in Dalian is also have similar problems. So that recently in China, It's a time, I think, because we started in 2009, and the battery has run more than 1 year, so that a lot of problems appeared. But at the beginning of the 2009, not so much people know that. Fortunately, we have no people be heard it. So that this year, lots of accidents occurs and make every people in China become mind cool down, and we should rethink about this, how to make sure the safety, so that this July, Chinese government issued I translate as the safe guideline, and sent to the 25 cities how to deal with things. The first one is to immediately undertake a comprehensive, thematic, and thoroughly investment. This means every city should invest to check their own batteries, their own electric vehicles, to make sure that there are no accidents occurred again. The second one is to establish the early warning information system, accident and incident emerging response mechanism. It's also very important. Sometimes if some very serious accident occurs, the central government need to know and should treat that. The third one is to strengthen the technical training for the relative employees, like the drivers, the repair workers, so that they need some technical trainings. And then to set up establish regular inspection of the vehicle and the maintaining systems. So that maybe some drivers for the bus, maybe they have a habit to drive the cars with the internal combustion engine, but they have no the habit to check the electric vehicle, so they should establish some regulations. And also to develop strict safety rules and regulations, so that the rules and the regulation on the world, the task responsibility to the response to the people. Every people who used the electric vehicle vehicles know their own responsibilities. And to actively carry out the safety research, this is not only needed by the battery manufacturers, but also needed by the automobile companies and also the operation companies. So, and firmly establish the quality first warning for the vehicles, component, and component producers. Make every producer know that the safety is the first thing. So that although we have maybe plus together near 10 accidents, but some internal several has such a the reason has been found out. Like in Hangzhou city, like Professor Amon has showed that the picture is the battery is produced in Hangzhou, a company in Hangzhou, and they have do very well accident checking, and they found that the real reason is not caused by the thermal runaway of the battery, is due to the electrolyte leak out, and then make the connectors corroding and make the connection resistant very largely. So the way the car drives, the large current make the lead, makes the temperature of lead very high. So that, and also there's some electrolyte on the lead, so that it's fine. It's the kind of things. That means the electric car or electric vehicle, not only the battery should have a very good safety. Other elements and also the systems itself, they all have the very high securities. So that this is a picture from the ATL engineering. They have this concept that the reliability and security is from excellent design and excellent manufacturers. So that everything we should think more like we should need the perfect component selection, not for battery, but on other things. Every component we should select, do the very, very good selection. And we should have very reliable structures. Like in Hangzhou city, the battery is used to the operation as sweep. Every day they change the battery. So that how make the connectors too reliable? How make the connector work so long time? It's a very, very serious problem. And also for the electronics, we should have a reasonable circuit. Like in Hangzhou, maybe it's caused by the unreliable electronic designs. So it's a problem. And also we should have a very correct or scientifically correct controlling logics. So when we produce the very safe cars or vehicles, we should everywhere we should use our heart to do that. So, and then I will move to another topic about the safety problem of the lithium-ion battery. This is the line is tested in my laboratory. You can see that with the energy charge discharge difference of energy of charge discharge and to the battery's temperature changes, you can see it's a line. From this slope of this line, it's a kind of heat capacity. Yeah. And for this battery is used lithium iron phosphate, lithium manganese snail as a cathode and the graphite as anode. So that this kind of battery is, the heat capacity of this battery is 1.3. So that if we used the electricity in this battery to heat battery itself, for this battery maybe temperature maybe about 300 degrees centigrade. And if we used the lithium cobalt oxides, because this kind of battery, the normal capacity is about 2.6 to 2.8 ampere hour, so that the battery temperature may be above 600 degrees. So that if make the battery short circuit, the temperature is easily to pass through the same runway temperature. So, and in this morning, and Dr. Amin and also a lot of people have shown the arc curves. We have measured this kind of batteries arc. You can see that they have three peaks. One is lower than near, or maybe a little bit lower than 100 degree. It's maybe caused by the reaction or dissolution of the SEI films. And also another one is in 150 degree centigrade. It's also a small one, you can see here. And the last one is 250 degree. This may be caused by cathode reaction with the electrolyte. And in this peak may be caused by the separator or shrinking or something maybe. With the different charge stage, the peak is moving. Like zero point SOC, you can see it here, the peak is very low for this one, and there's no peak here, and here is also no peak. And in 50% SOC, the here peak a little bit period. So that this means that the different stage of charge, the SEI film thickness is different. So during the battery charge and discharge, maybe the SCI film is changing, maybe dissolved and growing up again, so that repeatedly. And just as I mentioned that the thermal runaway is a very main important factors to cause the accident of the lithium battery. But in China, the standard or testing protocol is very, very simple. So that the battery used in the electric vehicles, buses and taxis, the battery producers, they all in China has passed the safety testing, because in China we have regulation that every car or vehicle producers should pass every component in the car or in the vehicles should be passed the testing, and so every factories produce the battery, but if they're burning, they cost the car a bus burning, they all passed the testing. That means in China we used a very simple safety testing protocols. So the only one is three kinds of testing is short circuit, maybe an overcharge, the crash, and also the near penetration, this kind of experiment. And these experiments, testing, cannot tell the battery is real safe or not. So that in China, safety testing protocol is they do not test the safety of battery after several cycles, and do not test the safety after battery cycle in low temperature, because at that time, the lithium dendrite formed. And I have said that the safety problem is not unsolvable. It can be, can be controlled. So that in the morning, Dr. Amin had talk about make the materials, like the coating, the casting materials, and anode materials, something to improve the safety. And also Professor Amon also showed the electrolyte can do something. And in China, we have a group in Wuhan University. They have do a lot of works, and I give you one. In China, for the manufacturers, there are no realize that they used the separators coating with ceramic is very important issues, and lots of companies are no more and no begin to use this kind of separators. And for the redox shadows, is in Wuhan University, they have do lots of work also found several molecules which have the performance to make the to slow down the overcharge. Their results that materials cannot long so long time. And also when during the shuttle redox shuttle function, the loss of heat generation, so that is also a very large problems. And also switchable separator, and in high voltage the separate pores may be closed, so that become the electron conductivity conductors, so that the battery cannot be overcharged. And another smart work of them is that they used the temperature sensitive electrode. Between the active layer and the current collector, they add another layer. They used as some epoxy plus the carbon, and this material maybe at high temperature, the electron conductivity maybe become lower, so that can control the thermal runaway way, the short circuit from outside. And also they do some work on the flammable electrolyte, and this work has been. And at last, I always should say that the electric vehicle, although recent in China, recent accident indicated that for the electric vehicle whole system, we should do very, very deep research work. And the thermal runaway is the main dangerous fields for the lithium-ion batteries. And also the method used for solving the battery safety problems are still need further improved. Thank you very much.